This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I read an interesting story on NewYorkTimes.com this week. They have a segment called This Week in Good News. I like good news. It seems that Owen Williams of Southern Wales had shared a story of generosity on Twitter this past week. His neighbor, Ken Watson, had always doted on Mr. Williams' 2.5-year-old daughter, Katie. Mr. Watson, who had no grandchildren of his own, died recently. He was in his 80s, but it appears that one of his final wishes was to make sure Katie, that's Williams' daughter, got a present from Watson for the next 14 years. Mr. Williams apparently wrote on Twitter that Watson said he'd believed he would live until he was at least 100 years old. So the gifts he chose to give would last through Katie's 16th Christmas. The Williams unwrapped this year's Christmas gift out of curiosity, and it was a Christmas book for Katie. Well, on this day before Christmas, I doubt that you have bought gifts for someone that you can open for the next 14 years. I know I haven't. Most of us consider it a win just to take care of the gifts one year at a time. But tonight or tomorrow, whenever you open those presents and receive them from others, remember you can leave a legacy of love in many ways. I mean, there are endowments, of course, that a person can set up, or trust funds that can last years, or you can give to your charity of choice. And oftentimes those gifts will last a long time, maybe more than 14 years. And I would certainly encourage you to give to those organizations. In fact, this ministry, David Whitlock Ministries, is one of those organizations, and it couldn't survive without the financial support of people who believe in what we're doing here. In addition to that, there's your local church. My wife and I are committed to giving to our church, Lebanon Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. I believe our local church is part of a larger universal church, and we believe that what we give is recognized by God and will therefore endure for more than 14 years in eternity. But those gifts, while all of them certainly important, are not really what I'm getting at just now at this moment. I want you to think about the memories you are creating tonight or tomorrow. Maybe it's with your children. Maybe they're still young, or perhaps it's your grandchildren. Those memories will last a long time. And they can be, and probably will, be pulled up by you and your loved ones for years to come. Think of them as a gift. I mean, it's not like a gift that Mr. Watson in the story gave Katie, but these memory gifts are, in a very real sense, a gift to be enjoyed year after year. You might tell some of your stories about Christmases, past and present, stories about your family at Christmas. It's important to pass those on, those memories that have touched you. I really wish I had known more about what Christmas was like from my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents growing up. What was Christmas like to my great-great-granddad during the Civil War? What about Christmases for great-granddad when he pastored all those churches across North Texas and Oklahoma? And my granddad growing up as a preacher's kid? And then what about my dad? I know a little, but not much, of Christmas with my dad as a child. Even if this Christmas is different, that in itself will be a memory. This Christmas is kind of different for Lori and me. It's only Lori, our daughter Mary, who just flew in from New York City, and myself, at least for Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and the rest of the family will be with us later, no doubt. Harrison was supposed to be with us, but of course isn't, and so it will be different, but that in itself will be a memory. And we will pull up the time the three of us, Lori, Mary, and myself, spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, just the three of us, with Maddie and John and our two grandkids who will come by at some point. It's a blessing to think of those. One of the Christmases I remember the most was when I was in graduate school at Princeton. My parents flew up to spend Christmas with my wife, Catherine, and me. I suppose they came so we wouldn't be all alone. So the four of us drove to the Pocono Mountains and stayed in this quaint little inn. For years after that, My dad talked about that Christmas as being one of his favorites. And you know it's one of mine too. And there are others, special times, that were a bit different that I like to pull up. Some are as recent as last year, and some go way back, even more than 14 years. Why don't you share one of those memories tonight or tomorrow? So here's my challenge. See if you can go back over the past 14 Christmases and remember anything that's special about those, and then share that in a family setting. See how far you can get back before you forget about the Christmases. You might end up smiling or crying and even laughing as well. So Merry Christmas, my friend. Remember. And remember to come back here next week. I'll be here. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my